America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Bears fans, it's time for On the Clock with a Score Zone Mark Grody covering the latest on another potential historic draft. Featuring experts and analysis on this red-hot offseason storyline that's the headline of the league. Right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score and always live on the free Odyssey app. Here's Mark Grody.
Potentially historic. I mean, I think it already qualifies for will have been historic just based on the talk and the thrill ride that we've been on. I was reminded of that the other day because I understand sometimes you get a little tired of it because we're definitely having a similar version of the conversation about the Bears every day, obviously with different twists and turns and experts and analysis and ways of sprouting the story. But I do understand that it can get a little bit tedious at times. Same thing for me, but I was reminded, went out to dinner with an NFL friend of mine, not necessarily a source of mine, but he reminded me that this is fun. It's a thrill ride, the whole thing. Now, next week, when I'll be covering the combine and actually bringing you the voices of some of these potential prospects for the Bears and hear what they sound like, hear what they're saying, try to answer some of the questions that everybody's been asking about these guys and see what they do at the combine when they work out as well. So this thing is just getting cooking. I'd welcome you into On the Clock. If this is your first time listening to this particular show, it's the second season of On the Clock because it's the second year in a row that the Score necessitated me to do a special show for 1 hour on Friday night. So we talk about the Bears because they have the number one pick and the number nine pick. We talk about the Bears and the draft and the NFL, and that's what we're going to do until 7 o'clock tonight. This is great. The guest that we have on tonight is fantastic. His name is Merrill Hodge. Some of you probably remember him from a lot of years of television work at ESPN. Excuse me. Also, he played. I mean, I remember Merrill Hodge as a running back. Actually finished his career. I had forgotten. Merrill Hodge finished his career with the Bears in 1994, started five games that year. So obviously, he got hurt. So it wasn't really. He's known as a Pittsburgh Steeler. But the reason that we're having him on tonight is because I believe he is the one person, the only person of consequence, experts out there, NFLers, former NFLers, and NFL insiders, is the only one that really gave a scathing evaluation of, dare he, Caleb Williams. He dared to go there. He is absolutely 100% team Justin Fields. We will find out why. And I know a lot of you are like, yeah, why? Why would you say that about Caleb Williams? And then a lot of you are probably sitting there going, yeah, right on, man. That's right, Justin Fields. That's the way it's got to be. And I was just thinking about Justin Fields a little while ago. I think about Justin Fields and the Bears a lot, not just because it's my job, but it's my passion as well. My relationship with Justin Fields has always been a very healthy one. In the first year of Justin Fields starting, or even in his first couple of years, excuse me, got a little bit of a dry throat here. I did the locker room and the sidelines for the Bears, so I got to know Justin Fields pretty well. And, well, I don't know if I got to know him, like, not buddies or anything like that, but just giving you an idea that we have a very good professional relationship. We always have. And I've always rooted for Justin Fields. From the very beginning, I was just like you, giving him the benefit of the doubt at every turn, wanting him to be the guy. It's definitely the most significant draft pick the Bears have ever made in their history. And I say that just based on the reaction to it. Maybe that's a better way to put it. The reaction to drafting Justin Fields was a bigger reaction than anything I've ever seen in my lifetime in the Bears drafting a guy. So that's where I think a lot of people were. That's why a lot of people still have not gotten off the bandwagon. Unfortunately, and again, coming from a place of a person who has a good relationship with Justin Fields, gave him the benefit of the doubt, I think that you are in a spot where you have to move on from Justin Fields. That I think that Caleb Williams is the guy. You know, I've seen enough, I've heard enough, I've watched enough to know that I think that his ceiling is higher than that of Justin Fields. Caleb Williams could end up being elite. I don't think Justin Fields has the potential to be elite. Good? Absolutely for Justin Fields. So that's where I stand. And I've said all along, too, that if Justin Fields was to stay, I would not be the guy pounding my fist on the how could they do. I would be like, okay, you have all these resources right now in the draft, salary cap wise, which we'll get to here in just a second, that all of that exists. So yeah, you could do some really interesting things, and maybe if you pack it just right, it would look good around Justin Fields and there could be a good future. But you know, like, I don't need to go through all of the names of the quarterbacks that have failed in this town that had expectations. So now you got one that's been decent in Justin Fields, but you've got a guy who can be great. And again, one who has been watching the Bears for a long time, I am all for taking a little bit of a risk, doing something different. And in this case, it's not really thinking that far outside of the box. I talked about the salary cap space that the Bears are going to have too, because I understand this is a draft show, but it's also a bear show, and it's also a money show, and it all goes together because the salary cap and free agency and the draft all work together. But they're in the NFL this year, unprecedented rise in salary cap, increase of $30 million from last year, taking it to $255 $1 million and change per team for this upcoming season, 2024. So whatever on that. What about the Bears? The Bears are projected to have the third most salary cap space of any team in the NFL with about $80.4 million in cap space. So you do have a really good situation combining with all of those resources. So it's there if they did go the Fields route. You know the route that I'd like to see the Bears go, and I also think that that's the route the Bears will end up doing. Now, we don't know right now. Ryan Poles has not in any way, shape, or form played his hand, showed his hand, whispers, anything like that in terms of what they're going to do, but we're going to be talking to Ryan Poles in next week. Man, I've been planning this trip for a long time, and all of a sudden, it's here. I will be in Indianapolis starting on Tuesday. That is the day when Ryan Poles and Matt Eberflus will both speak. So we start to get an idea. And there could be some news. There could be some news that day that would not surprise me. Every once in a while, they throw something at us. Could something be happening with Jalen Johnson? Could the, you know, franchise tag, or they decide that they want to do something that they want to do something long term with Jalen Johnson. And by the way, having that extra cap space, that extra salary cap space, it definitely portends well for Jalen Johnson as well, that it's not completely out of the realm of possibility that because of that, it is more plausible that Jalen Johnson and the Bears get a long-term deal done. So maybe we start to hear some news and get some actual information coming our way. I was just going through some of the schedule, too, on the Combine. Wednesday is going to be a big, like the quarterbacks talk towards the end of the week. I'm interested in a few of these defensive guys. I've talked about it. I talked about it a little bit last week, but they need another defensive end opposite of Montez Sweat. Few guys that I'll be trying to bring to you. It's kind of a free for all at these things in terms of getting to the players and getting the actual audio that you want. You know, you've got Dallas Turner out of Alabama. I think he's the top guy that I'm thinking about with that number 9 overall spot, 11 sacks last year. There's a few good defensive ends. I think he's at the top of the board as far as I'm concerned. You might get some debate from some people on Laiatu Latu out of UCLA. Also, Jared Verse, it's probably the guy that you've heard of, Jared Verse out of Florida State. Those are three guys I'm interested in talking to because, again, the Bears had Montez Sweat. That look, the sweat effect is going to wear thin, and teams will gang up on Montez Sweat if you don't have somebody opposite of him sacking the quarterback. And sorry, right now there just is not an alternative to that. And obviously the idea is that you'll continue to get growth on the inside too, especially with somebody like Jervon Dexter. But bottom line, Bears absolutely need another defensive end. So those are some of the guys that I'm looking forward to talking to in at the Combine as potential prospects for the Bears. You know, free agency on the defensive end board is interesting too. You've got Chase Young. Chase Young is always available. That seems like from the day he was drafted and injured, and well, could become available. Chase Young, ladies and gentlemen, again, he's available. Josh Allen is available. You know that. Not that Josh Allen. Danielle Hunter at age 30 is available. Jadeveon Clowney at age 31, he is available as well. So those are some potential avenues for the Bears. A wide receiver is the other spot of high interest for me, other than the quarterbacks, of course, when I go to the Combine, because you know that there is a slew of them in this draft. And, you know, you've got the golden Marvin Harrison Jr. at the top. You've got Malik Nabers out of LSU. You've got Roma Dunze, the big 6'3", 215. He's the big receiver. Actually, Brian Thomas Jr. out of LSU, 6'4", and 205. So there's some good size right there. Keon Coleman out of Florida State, 6'3", and 215. So the wide receiver position is heavy. And listen to a podcast, NFL Network podcast, with Bucky Brooks and Daniel Jeremiah, and I just kind of flew through some of those wide receiver names, and let's let those guys, this is a little bit over a minute of Bucky Brooks and Daniel Jeremiah breaking down the potential rookie wide receivers.
Wideouts, I mean, there's so many wideouts that can play in this league, in this draft. I mean, supply is going to really outweigh demand. Marvin Harrison Jr., Rome Odunze, Malik Nabers, Keon Coleman, Brian Thomas Jr., and then the star of the Senior Bowl, Ladd McConkey. Just keep an eye on him as one of those guys that is going to get some buzz late in the process.
Yeah, no, it's a good list. It'll be interesting to see what Keon Coleman runs. That's one of the big question marks with him.
Yeah, like I met him. Like. So I met him down at the East-West Shrine Game. He is one of the best like 50-50 ball specialists that you're going to find. And so initially I made the comparison, kind of reminds me a little bit of DeAndre Hopkins, not a runner, but just kind of a ball catcher. He's a great contested ball catcher because he's always going to have contested catches. Like he's always going to have people around him. But yeah, it'd be interesting because I think the running part is going to make or break him because they're guys that are just beneath this list that are itching.
Troy Franklin's going to fly from Oregon. So that'll be interesting.
He's another one. Yeah, he's another one. And you look at his numbers in comparison to Marvin Harrison Jr., like he's right there in terms of production. Different type player, but production is going to be there. But DJ, we talk about it every year, man. You talk about wanting a wide out. You can get a wide out at any stage of the draft. But in the second and third round, I mean, there's just so many guys. It may kind of decrease their value a little bit because you're like, I can go back in the second or third round and get that. I can get another position up high. But there's some really good players in this class.
Yeah, and there's no doubt. It's a great point, too, and I do get that. Yeah, sometimes you can get these guys and you can get big-time wide receiver success in the second and third rounds. Bucky Brooks and Daniel Jeremiah from NFL Network are the guys that you just heard from on that NFL Network podcast, zeroing in on some of those wide receivers. You start to look at the wide receivers and free agency. I keep mentioning T. Higgins. I should probably stop mentioning T. Higgins' name because I can't see a scenario where there's probably no way he's either going to get the franchise tag with the Bengals or, you know, from what I understand, they are still working on a long-term deal. I mean, that relationship works so well for both teams. I think it's almost equal parts need. Come on, man. T. Higgins, he's got a quarterback, you know? I mean, that's pretty important to wide receivers because T. Higgins can rack up some massive numbers because he already knows he's got a connection with Joe Burrow if Joe Burrow can stay healthy. So I'm taking him off the list. You know, like it's just like involuntary response for me to just mention T. Higgins right away. Hey, man, I don't know what Mike Evans would command in free agency, but that guy, he's been playing for 10 years. Every year he's at 1,000 yards. So, like I said, it's worth going through both wide receiver wise because you do have to get a little bit greedy with that salary cap space I mentioned, the draft, and then the free agency. There's no reason not to dip into both, and they will. It's just a matter of do they go for these marquee names or available names at the top of the board that I'm talking about right now. So Mike Evans, plausible. Interesting one, too, is Calvin Ridley. I know Calvin Ridley just kind of, I mean, his star went down when he was suspended in 2022 for the gambling thing, which, you know, whatever, Calvin Ridley. But he did come back, played last year, 1,000-yard season for him. I think just over 1,000, and you do have to, and something I have to get used to statistically too, and this goes with running backs as well and other positions, right? Everything with the 17 games, man, I guess, you know, that 1,000 yards is not as significant as it once was. Maybe that's not the magic number, but it was like 1,200. But nonetheless, Calvin Ridley lives and still available. And then just kind of rounding it out, Michael Pittman, who had 109 catches last year. That's the best he's had. Marquise Brown from Arizona. That doesn't really excite me much. The last guy that I'll just mention right now before we take a break is Odell Beckham. Yep, he'd been hanging around. He was with Baltimore last year, 565 yards, 3 TDs. I honestly don't know what his deal is right now. And when I say that, I mean, is he cool? Is he good in the locker room? Are there issues with him? And what does he have? What does he have left? I guess, you know, 565 and 3 TDs is indication, but I haven't looked closely at how that came about and all of that. So all of this worth looking into. When we return here on the clock, talking Bears, talking NFL draft, we are going to do it with former NFL player, former ESPN guy, Merrill Hodge, who has a dissenting opinion about Caleb Williams. We will ask him why next. I'm Mark Grody. This is On.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
On the clock on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
I've only watched Caleb Williams 3 games last year, 3 this year, so I'm only halfway done, okay? The one thing that is clear, he is not special. He is not something unique like a Patrick Mahomes, and I hope the Bears don't think, well, let's try to make up for our mistake when we pass up Patrick Mahomes and go get the Patrick Mahomes. The kid is not Patrick Mahomes, ain't even remotely close to that. So it is unfair to Justin Fields. He has had new coordinator, new coordinator, new coordinator. There's no possible way you can know about your guy when you do that. It's the worst thing that can happen to any player, especially a quarterback.
Let's get back to more Bears Draft Talk with On the Clock, featuring Mark Grody, right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
That's the voice you just heard, Merrill Hodge, former Pittsburgh Steeler. He's known as a Pittsburgh Steeler, but he did finish his career with the Chicago Bears in 1994. Former running back, former ESPN guy, you know him, and we're about to talk to him here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. I am Mark Grody, as we do welcome you back into On the Clock. I see you guys texting. Feel free to do that at 312-644-6767. Love feedback. If you have questions, I see some of those. Try to get to some of those here in just a little bit. But let's bring in Merrill Hodge. And hey, Merrill, 94, was it concussions for you that year that you only played five games with the Bears, the beginning of the end for you that year?
First of all, when I went to the Chicago, that was like my dream come true, because my favorite player was Walter Payton when I was a kid. So to be able to – my favorite team was the Pittsburgh Steelers. My favorite player was Walter Payton. And so to play with both organizations, I still count myself the one of the luckiest guys that ever played in the National Football League. And gotten to know Walter Payton, I got to know Walter Payton a lot better even when I was there as a player, even though it was a short stint. And actually, it wasn't concussions at the end of my career. It was improper care of the concussions, which is still really some of the biggest issues and the thing that is so misunderstood even to this day. It's not about head trauma. Shoot, if we didn't want head trauma, then you shouldn't live at your home, because leading cause of head trauma is tripping and falling, and the environment that's going to happen, or most likely, is going to be your home. So it's about doing the right thing for it when it does happen. You know, try to minimize it as best you can, but you'll never reduce it or eliminate it. Just make sure you do the proper care for it. And just got improper care, unfortunately.
Yeah, it sucks, man. I mean, like, seriously, I'm sorry to – I knew that. I mean, I remember the story now, and I'm sorry that you had to deal with that. Has it gotten better? And I assume that you're still a huge advocate for it.
You know? Yes, well, and it's still misunderstood. And, you know, to the credit, what happened to me, a lot of things changed. The Chicago Bears and the Philadelphia Eagles have become the first two teams in NFL history to mandate cognitive tests, have a baseline. So they realized that they were behind the eight ball. They knew they were way behind. The first team in the history of sports to do any type of head trauma protocol, meaning a cognitive test before the season, was the Pittsburgh Steelers in 1991. So I came out of an environment that they treated it a lot different. The Bears were not doing that, but to their credit, the next year they became the first. They made it mandatory, so they changed their protocols. I won a court case against the doctor because of his improper care, and the NFL was on their side saying that was. And keep in mind, I got cleared over the phone 5 days later by answering one question: how did I feel? So even in 1994, that's archaic. You just don't do that with head trauma. You can't clear somebody over the phone. No doctor would ever do that. No doctor would do knee surgery and then call you up and go, how you feeling? Okay, go ahead and play. You got to see the patient. You got to see the patient. But the bottom line is that things evolved and have gotten so much better. But the mistakes that are made today are oftentimes just improper care, tools not administered right. You know, you're not following the right symptoms, and you're ignoring things, and you're not doing the right, using the right tools in the right manner to protect and help the player.
Yeah. Yep. Well, again, sorry. Yeah. The deal. The good thing about the 1994 Bears. I mean, I hope you got a playoff win portion that year, because I'm thinking 94 was a playoff win year for the Bears with and we're gonna talk about these quarterbacks, I promise. With Eric Kramer, right? Wasn't he the quarterback? And he was one of the few quarterbacks in Bears history that you could look at and say he was actually pretty good.
Yeah, Eric was actually, that's one of the reasons I went to the Bears, is because they got rid of Jim Harbaugh. Yeah, they got rid of Jim Harbaugh. I came in with Jim Harbaugh.
Okay.
So I experienced Jim Harbaugh at Combine. That's all I needed to know about. And then we played against him, too. So I was like, when I knew they were getting rid of him and bringing Eric Kramer in, that was one of the big, really big caveats to go to Chicago.
What was wrong with Harbaugh?
Yeah.
It's okay.
No, let's put it this way. Listen, at 21, he might have been older than 21. I was 21 when I got drafted. But he said so, but he had to be 21, 22. I don't know anybody at 21 or 22 that didn't do stupid stuff. But we flew in together to the combine, and I came off the plane, had an NFL sign there waiting for us, and the kid said, "Hey, can you mind if we wait for some players that are coming in on the plane?" And I'm like, "Yeah, no problem." And then this guy behind me, which I saw him get on the plane, he had a Michigan Letterman jacket on, which I didn't understand, but I was obviously he was from Michigan. He came off and he said, "I ain't waiting for anybody." And so they got a card. Took him off, and I was like, "Man, who is that?" Like, with Jim Harbaugh, and I was like, "Oh my gosh,
wow!"
I was like, "Why has he got his Letterman jacket on?" I'm like, "Why is he wearing his Letterman jacket?" I'm like, "We're going to combine." I'm like, "It was kind of funny. It was kind of funny, but he has done well as a coach, though. You cannot deny that, and I love his style of coaching. He's done a heck of a job."
Yeah, he is.
Eric Kramer was a big deal in Chicago, you know, at that time, because, you know, Jim had just not panned out in the way Chicago had hoped for.
No, that's true. That's true.
Eric gave him a new leash on life, actually.
Who gave him a new leash?
Eric Kramer, when he came in.
Oh, Eric. Oh, Eric.
Energy Eric,
I got you.
You know, yeah, Eric was... The new, he'd given life to Detroit, if you remember that. You know, with him and how he played. Yeah. And he was probably, he's still, I think, one of the most underrated quarterbacks in both those organizations and what he was able to do and what he did.
Oh, I'd say he's rated, though, man, because seriously, like, we do this drill all the time in Chicago, Merrill, with just going through the list of quarterbacks. Unfortunately, it's just kind of a joke. But I always stop at Eric Kramer and say, you know, and I because of Eric Kramer and was it Curtis Conway on your team that year?
Yeah, Curtis Conway, yeah.
Jeff Graham. Yeah, yeah. Who was other running backs on that team? Raymond Harris.
You know,
that's terrible. Yeah, he came in. Yeah.
When I got hurt, he actually filled in and did a great job. Raymond's a great kid, great player. We've got Tillman from the Giants as well. Brought him in.
Yes, Lewis Tillman, right? Yeah, Lewis.
Lewis Tillman, and then I forget Green's first name. His last name.
Robert. I remember Robert Green. Big legs. Yeah.
And he's a good kid, good player as well. And in the offensive line, we've got Andy Heck. You know, came in and Big Cat. I mean, our offensive line.
Man.
We had some maulers. We had some maulers. Yeah. Some dogs that will play for you.
No doubt, man. Well, that's some pretty good insight. Yeah, I mean. Jim Harbaugh, I was a fan of the Bears then, so it was like I rooted for him, but he never worked out here. He became Captain Comeback in Indianapolis. But just, I mean, your characterization of him, he has always been, I hate to use the word weird, maybe an eclectic personality, interesting personality, but you're not the first person that I've heard from that, you know, that he sort of moves to his own drummer or something like that. I guess that'd be the best way to say it, right?
Okay. Listen, that is okay. I respect that, too. That's why when I saw a Letterman jacket, I'm like, who would wear a Letterman jacket to the combine? Jim Harbaugh.
Jim Harbaugh would. That's who would do that.
That's great. I love it.
Oh, that's awesome, man. Well, let's get to it because, you know, the thing that stood out to me in the intro, and we were talking to former Pittsburgh Steelers and Bears running back, Merrill Hodge, and longtime ESPN guy, you know, of one of the great analysts that ESPN has had for sure. Always love to watch him. But you did say Caleb Williams is not special. Can you expand on that a little bit, Merrill?
Here's what you get for doing a drive-by. And then I didn't realize the word special was so igniting. Because to me, I was like, you got to define what special is. And when you do a drive-by, you don't get to explain that. In the last 5 or 6 years, there's been two guys that have been special. So let me define what I think is special by giving you two players that play that position. And what you ultimately have I like to see in college prior to coming here. Now, just because he's not special, let me just clear this up, doesn't mean he doesn't have a chance to be a very good player and a dynamic player, because he does have some elite things, which I'll get to in a second.
Okay.
You got Joe Burrow and C.J. Stroud in the last 5 or 6 years. Now, what makes them special in my eyes? I'm not saying it's anybody else's eyes, but I don't look at – when I'm studying kids on tape in college, I'm not looking at where they're playing. I'm looking at where they're going to play. And that is confusing for people sometimes, because I know what environment they're going into. First of all, the field's going to change, okay? Hash marks going to go narrow, and they're going to play the middle of the field. My guy's as good as your guy. It isn't like my guy's better than your guy 70% of the time in college. I'm not going to get 4 seconds in the pocket anymore, and guys aren't going to be running wide open all the time, okay? Or majority of the time, we'll put it that way. And so you're trying to look for way people that can ultimately play from the pocket. At the end of the day, that is where you must master this game, I mean the NFL, if you're going to be truly consistently successful. I'm not saying that a guy who doesn't have mobility isn't a value and there isn't some dynamicness in that. But nobody is going to run that. They haven't done it yet. There's no quarterback that's run himself to a championship. There's nobody that scrambled themselves to a championship. It eventually, at the end of the day, you have to play quarterback and you have to be dynamic and good from the pocket. So Joe Burrow coming out, he was very much like that. The way he, and these two things matter the most, and they work together. You cannot have one without the other. Accuracy and the ability to process quickly. And then you start throwing anticipation in there, pocket presence, leadership, toughness, mentally and physically, which we can get to in a second. Now, sure. From a pocket presence, he is not special. I don't watch him. In fact, his gift hurts him. A player like him, I've seen this so many times. He has a gift that everybody thinks is exciting and is special, and that is his unique mobility. Okay, that's not going to win you a championship, and being exciting is not a skill set. Now, his elusiveness is rare. I would argue it's better. He's more elusive than Patrick Mahomes. Does that make him better than Patrick Mahomes? Absolutely not. It just tells you that he has that dynamicness to him. Now, the problem with that is when, and he does this playing from the pocket when the pocket's clean, and then when the pocket's dirty, he does it more so. But he'll leave plays on the field. What I mean is from the pocket, you get a coverage, you get a route combination. And I've said, they don't do a whole host of this, which is another layer of concern, is they predominantly are a college system. I mean, they're as pure a college system as you can get. They are a lateral team. But they do some things down the field. They're not like NFL concepts. So you have to look at that as best you can and get a feel for that. He will not make the first throw sometimes because he's got 4 seconds. There's no reason to do that. In a lot of ways, he processes stuff, as you've seen process stuff, because he's done so many magical things by moving and being elusive. So in the NFL, you don't have that luxury anymore. Like when the guy is open, you got to give him the ball. Okay, what makes Tom Brady the greatest in the history of the game? Okay, and I'll even get to Patrick Mahomes in a second. He executes plays. When the flat route's there, give him the flat route. When the slant's there, give him the slant. And it's then the ability to throw it into tight windows. And even when a guy may look covered, but that is based on his positioning and based on where the defender is, the guy is open. In the NFL, you hardly see – very few people in college do it. Like Patrick Mahomes – Burrow would do this. C.J. Stroud, I would see do this. But keep in mind, last year when C.J. Stroud was coming out, he was the only guy that was a first-round value. I mean, the Carolina Panthers are going to be years in recovery for what they did with Bryce Young because wow. He was so limited. And those limitations aren't changing. I mean, the Carolina Panthers, the Chicago Bears are benefiting this. But, and I'll tell you this, that, you know, Caleb's skill set is better than that. But I'll get that in a sec. So just finishing up, that's what to me is special, because a guy that can transition to the league and play in that arena, and they show the evidence in college that, man, they got a shot to do that. Now, when you look at Caleb, the one thing that I am telling you is unique, as I have seen it, and I've been doing this for 40 years from playing, coaching, studying. His accuracy is unique, and that is a gift. And the thing that I'm talking about that I haven't seen enough evidence to make him special doesn't mean he can't do that eventually. I'm not saying he can't. I'm just saying he will always fight this hurdle of his ability to make plays and move, and can he harness that and break that and make that a part of his last resort versus sometimes I'll just go to it. Mm-hmm. And that right there can ruin players more than it can help players. And there's a lot of things that he doesn't control that are completely out of his scenario. This expectation that he is Patrick Mahomes is going to be a daunting thing. Let's just take Patrick Mahomes came to a playoff team, sat his first year, and those two things are not going to be his luxury. And he had great coaching. And that coaching matters. So there's three things that he has nothing to do with but are going to play a role in this. He's not going to a playoff team if he goes to Chicago. They've got new coaching again, which, you know, has been some of their biggest issues. You can't be consistent with that. I know of no business that exists on planet Earth where you change every year and you're going to get better as a company or as a unit, as a team, or as an organization. It's just not going to happen. It's nearly impossible for that to happen. And that is what they have consistently done. So that's when I look at special. And doesn't mean he doesn't have other great skill sets. I think he processes things based on the college system very well. He does do that one, those areas of concerns that you must master to be an excellent quarterback in the National Football League, and from the pocket aspect of it, he does enough of that will be damaging in the NFL if he doesn't learn to develop his skill set and get rid of the football and give it to the guy who deserves the ball. If it's a slant route, give him the slant route. Don't hold it going, well, I think I can get something else out of that. In the National Football League, it's not going to work out for you as well as it did college. And it's not just making bad throws. It is getting hurt. You know, but that is something you can teach. Like, okay, the accuracy aspect, you can't teach the accuracy he has. That is a unique gift. And, you know, that cannot be overlooked. And from everybody I've looked for to this point, about six quarterbacks, he is superior to them from an accuracy aspect. Probably as superior as I've ever seen, quite honestly.
It sounds to me, Merrill, though, that you – I mean, they're all interesting points. You still think – I mean, not elite, but you still think he could be a very good quarterback. And don't you also think – I just want to throw this in there too. Don't you think that his ceiling is higher than that of Justin Fields? Because some of these strengths that you're talking about are weak, like the accuracy, the processing quickly, that's been a huge issue with Justin Fields. And, you know, Fields had the same thing. Fields had professional wide receivers at Ohio State who were wide open all the time as well. So I think that that's something that don't all top quarterbacks or any quarterback coming into college, they all have to make a huge adjustment for that, don't they? I mean, that's not uncommon.
Unlike a Burrow and a C.J. Stroud, when you could see that you could see that in the college game that they played, in their arena they played. They did more pro-style system, too, than USC did. So it was clearly more evident there with those two guys. And keep in mind, that's two guys out of 6 years. How many quarterbacks would that amount to? Yes, he could develop that from that. Now, the difference now, you know, that you do have to consider this. He's 6'1". These other guys are 6'3", and 6'4". That height, when you get to about 6'1", and once you get 6'3", and 6'5", those things do matter a little bit. That's why I go back to, like, you know, Bryce Young. He's 5'9", and he can work as hard as he wants. He can train as long as he wants. He's never changing that. That'll always be a limit. That'll always be a problem with game planning and the things that he is able to do from the pocket. So that hinders him a little bit from the pocket thing. But, yes, he could clearly develop into – a guy who functions and knows how to play there and plays that with excellence. I don't think there's any doubt. That is one area. But you don't see that in college right now because he is so dynamic in his ability and his elusiveness. He will lean on that more than just playing through structure. And that's what I'm saying, that's a fine line there. And I've always felt like a guy who has that when he first comes in, I actually like that because he gets out of a lot of trouble and he can make some things happen for your team. But at some point, he's got to harness that and take whatever he's done from a mobility aspect and convert it to his arm. I'll give you one of the greatest examples that just happened. Got in the AFC Championship game, Lamar Jackson throws a pick. And what looks, I mean, yes, there's, you know, you got two deep safeties, you got the trail defender, three guys are there, he throws the pick, it's a bad throw. It's 2nd and 10. Now let's walk through 2nd and 10, and what, there's 2 minutes on the clock, whatever, there's plenty of time, the clock to score.
Uh-huh.
You have, based on the route concepts they have, everything that he should have been reading should have told him, take the drag route underneath because you're tied in, it's just carried underneath defender. Okay, it isn't just the picky throw. It's the circumstances of where you were on the field. And keep in mind, Lamar played like that in Louisville. And he has never not played like that when big games. Very few teams can get him to play quarterback. So the Kansas City Chiefs said, you know what, we're going to make you play quarterback.
Uh-huh.
And it's just my final example of how good you have to be from the pocket. And as soon as you say that, like, well, he's so dynamic. That's great. But that is going to be his greatest hurdle, is learning to manage that and not want to go to it. And I'm not going to say it's going to happen his first year. I would never say that. It's too hard on a kid when he comes to the NFL. Keep in mind, he's got pro concepts he's never done before. You've got defenses that are a heck of a lot better than defense you face. And keep in mind, if you look at the second year, which I did finally get through all his games last year, so I've got some 16 games here. So I feel very comfortable where I am with my evaluation with him.
Yeah.
Even those defenses played a little different. You know, they pushed the pocket. They made his size a little bit of an issue. They kind of understood that he would hold the ball and maybe go to move and run versus get rid of it at times. And because they don't do a lot of stuff down the field and certain route concepts, there are a lot of bubble screens, smoke screens, and, you know, RPO deals. You don't get to see a lot of it. But if you The system I have, I can create all of those plays and just watch all of them together. So that gives you a really good feel. If you want to see, like, you know, 6 to 10 a game, it could be, you know, you can miss it. And that's why I group them like that to watch that.
Yeah.
And so when you watch him just from the pocket, where he's going to have to play and be great, that's why I said he's not special. You know, all those other things I talked about him are unique and are really, I love them about him.
Who's your top guy?
He's going to have that hurdle.
Is he your top quarterback? Who's your top quarterback? Do you have your rankings, or have you done that yet? Or
you know, no? No, because I'm not done with everybody. But I'll tell you a guy who actually, like Jaden Daniels, the LSU kid.
Uh huh.
Like he actually, I watched him when he started at Arizona State, and that kid has really developed. And they do more pro concepts than say USC's offense, and he actually plays for the pocket pretty well. I like, you know, when the Washington's pick, let's put it this way, based on where I am now, and I've only went through 6 guys. I got May Dunn, Caleb Dunn, Daniels, Bo Nix, and then Penix and Washington. And, you know, I would say that Caleb Williams, here's where it will appeal to Chicago. I understand what it says appealing to the Chicago Bears or any team. Uh-huh. Is true. His I'm telling you, it's not so much his elusiveness. I'm not disclaiming, because to me that is his wild card. Can he manage that and basically control it enough not to let him be a scrambler all his career?
Yeah,
that's where I'm getting at. That's where it can go with a guy that's that good at it. And like, he's got Barry Sanders type moves. Keep in mind, I mean, he makes some moves. I'm just like, oh my gosh. I mean, he's better than Patrick Mahomes. And you say that, then he's.
Right. But I mean, yeah, well, and no problems with the size there either. I mean, 6'4", so you don't have to, you know, worry about that.
Yeah, Patrick Mahomes. I mean, not Patrick Mahomes, but
Jaden Daniels.
He really plays well from the pocket. Like, you would feel very comfortable that, you know what, he has a good chance to transition because you see him do it in that pocket and you see him function. He's fluid, he's got really good feet, and he's accurate. You know, so, and he processes things well. The thing that I know that will appeal to a lot of NFL teams is Caleb's accuracy is unique. And it is, you know, accuracy is such a critical component of being successful. It's all those other things that are variables that you have to address and you have to talk about. And then one of the other things, which, you know, listen, if you get these meetings, you can try to have a better feel for it. But how tough is he mentally? You know, I think he's a pretty physically tough kid, watching him playing some hits he takes, you know. But mentally, because that to me is going to be, will be the overwhelming factor for him, because let's say Chicago does draft him. What is everybody already going to think? Okay. We just made up for our mistake. We just made up our mistake. Well, he's not coming to a playoff team. You know, what kind of coaching? Is he going to get an Andy Reid style of coaching? You know, I don't know. I don't know that staff well enough to do it. But I would, listen, I try to assume that he's going to get good coaching. But that's not always true in every aspect of things. And then forget all of that. You know, is your team a playoff team? Your division is getting better and better. Packers, right. Detroit.
Division's tough. I mean, division's tough.
That division, so, that division's not getting weaker.
Right.
It's getting tougher. You know, and then you don't start winning. Well, who's going to take the heat for that?
Right. Right. Oh, well, it'll be the quarterback, of course. Yeah, it'll be the quarterback. Well, let me ask you, Merrill, because I'm running. I'm going to get in trouble if I keep you on too much longer here. And here's the last thing I want to ask you. Do you think that Justin Fields should just go to bat with Justin Fields, give him, you know, a nice 3-year extension? Do you think Justin Fields is the guy that they should stick with?
Well, here's what I don't have. Nobody has. I haven't been sitting in those rooms with Justin Fields. Okay, so they have a better feel for him as a human being, as a player, you know, his IQ, his toughness. The one thing I can just say about Justin Fields, which is unfair to all players, and every player would tell you this, especially the quarterback. How many coordinators has he had that are consistent?
Right. Well, I mean, you're right.
What was his biggest flaw? What was his biggest flaw coming out of Ohio State? He was raw. Now you bring rawness into something, and new learning. I'm like, and when I watched, I went back and studied him towards the end of the year. Justin Fields does some pretty dynamic things, you know, with his legs and his arm, you know. But I'm not in that meeting room to have, and that's where people that have been around him are going to have to make this call. And that's why I just talked about that mental toughness of Caleb Williams. I mean, getting to know these players and talking to these players and doing things that we don't have access to, which there's great value to, too, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's going, something in that, in those meetings is going to be the final, whatever becomes the final straw, you know, rather we're going to move on. And we're going to start over here. And I can see that there are some things that Caleb does that Justin doesn't do that would lead you to believe, listen, I can develop that. Because every coach believes they can develop it. And they can fix it. You know, it's going to be which one do they think they can do it best with, and which player do they think is going to probably have the most ownership in the aspect and they have the best way to work with. You know, and I don't know, have that luxury of knowing that. But that, to me, is what it's going to come down to.
Yeah. Yeah. Merrill, this has been great. I'd love to talk to you more.
Well, call anytime, brother. I'd love to.
Yeah, man. Absolutely. We were just getting cooking here. So I appreciate it, Merrill Hodge. We'll look
anytime,
forward to.
Mark.
All right, man. I appreciate it. There he goes. Merrill Hodge, with some really interesting evaluations, and I know maybe half of you agree with it and half of you disagree with it. I didn't want to stop him. He was on a roll, and it was just good stuff. And then the Jim Harbaugh stuff in the beginning. Oh, man. That was great. Oh, man. Merrill Hodge. You just never know. You never know. I should have known that would be fantastic, and it was. But we are very late. See what I do? For everybody, we're very late. I have to take a break. This is On the Clock on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Let's get back to more Bears draft talk with On the Clock, featuring Mark Grody, right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Welcome back. Week 2 of On the Clock has been electric, ladies and gentlemen. We just had a great conversation with Merrill Hodge, who does not look at Caleb Williams as an elite quarterback, although he did come around to saying that he's got elite accuracy and, you know, he's a little bit critical of the pocket presence. The size seemed to be a big deal with Merrill Hodge. And then just coming back to I couldn't really get a good read from him on whether or not he really liked Justin Fields. It seemed like he sort of left that to the Bears. So just not down with Caleb. Check that out at some point in time. It's worth a listen for sure. Thanks to everybody for listening to On the Clock tonight. I didn't get much out of the coordinators, by the way. Like, I was there to meet them, Shane Waldron, Eric Washington. I think the one interesting thing about Washington is that he does want to call plays, and I do think that that's something that Matt Eberflus, in time, would trust him to pass on to him. That was some of the feeling that I got with some of the questions, actually, that I was asking. Because that was the most interesting thing to me. What is it that you do, and it'll do everything but call plays? So that's going to wrap it up, folks. Thanks for listening. Like I said, thanks to Alex Kuhn doing a great job producing this show. Great get to have Merrill Hodge on the show, and Alex Kuhn always a step ahead here on the Clock. He'll be our producer throughout this season, so thank you to him. A birthday shout-out. Happy birthday to my niece, Madeline. I'm coming to see ya. I'm coming to see ya. And, ladies and gentlemen, OPB, Oak Park Boys, Gabe Ramirez is coming up next. I know he will be talking Bears at some point in time.
Bro,
what's up, bro, OPB?
If you want to go till 9 o'clock, go to 9 o'clock, bro. Dude, come on.
My niece will crush me. I was personally called by my niece. Will you come to my birth? Yes, of course. So I can't not go to her birth. So don't do me like that, Gabe. And I know you're all pumped up and ready to go, man.
Let's go.
You ready, Gabe? You ready to take this thing? You're talking Bears at some point in time, right?
Maybe. Girl. Okay. We'll see.
Okay. That's Gabe Ramirez. He's coming up next. I'm Mark Grody. I will talk to you whenever I talk. Actually, I'll talk to you Sunday, noon to 3. I'll be on with David Hoff of the Chris Chelios, the jersey retirement out at the United Center. So I'll talk to you then on The Score. Bye.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Thank you.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Very late. I have to take a break. This is On the Clock on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Let's get back to more Bears draft talk with On the Clock featuring Mark Grody right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Welcome back. Week two of On the Clock has been electric, ladies and gentlemen. We just had a great conversation with Merrill Hodge, who does not look at Caleb Williams as an elite quarterback, although he did come around to saying that he's got elite accuracy and, you know, he's a little bit critical of the pocket presence. The size seemed to be a big deal with Merrill Hodge. And then just coming back to I couldn't really get a good read from him on whether or not he really liked Justin Fields. It seemed like he sort of left that to the Bears. So just not down with Caleb. Check that out at some point in time. It's worth a listen for sure. Thanks to everybody for listening to On the Clock tonight. I didn't get much out of the coordinators, by the way. I was there to meet them, Shane Waldron, Eric Washington. I think the one interesting thing about Washington is that he does want to call plays, and I do think that that's something that Matt Eberflus, in time, would trust him to pass on to him. That was some of the feeling that I got with some of the questions, actually, that I was asking, because that was the most interesting thing to me. What is it that you do, and it'll do everything but call plays? So that's going to wrap it up, folks. Thanks for listening. Like I said, thanks to Alex Kuhn, doing a great job producing this show. Great get to have Merrill Hodge on the show, and Alex Kuhn always a step ahead here on the Clock. He'll be our producer throughout this season, so thank you to him. A birthday shout-out. Happy birthday to my niece, Madeline. I'm coming to see ya. And, ladies and gentlemen, OPB, Oak Park Boys, Gabe Ramirez is coming up next. I know he will be talking Bears at some point in time.
Gross.
What's up, bro, OPB?
If you want to go till 9 o'clock, go to 9 o'clock, bro. Dude, come on.
My niece will crush me. I was personally called by my niece. Will you come to my birthday? Yes, of course. So I can't not go to her birth. So don't do me like that, Gabe. And I know you're all pumped up and ready to go, man.
Let's go.
You ready, Gabe? You ready to take this thing? You're talking Bears at some point in time, right?
Maybe. Okay. Grody. We'll see.
Okay. That's Gabe Ramirez. He's coming up next. I'm Mark Grody. I will talk to you whenever I talk. Actually, I'll talk to you Sunday, noon to 3. I'll be on with David Hoff of the Chris Chelios, the jersey retirement out at the United Center. So I'll talk to you then on The Score. Bye.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.